love. Is begging door to door, but finds the silence like no one lives there anymore. Rebellious love, this day ain't got no place, and it's running out of town.
Welcome everybody to the Side Quest, a very special random battle edition. We're going to talk about The Walking Dead season finale. We're very, 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 very opinionated on the subject. I have a wonderful group of folks with me here. I am Dolly Domofsky. Joining me is Wout the Hash Cat.
Hello.
Hashtagonist. Yes. And making his first appearance is Dan Dibas. Dan, how's it going?
Very good. Thank you. How are you?
We are great. Good to have Dan on. Dan, if you don't know, Dan's written an article or review or two for us. And of course, Wout is, everybody knows about the Hashtagonist. So the man with who needs no introduction, at all. So we're going to talk about the Walking Dead finale. And my goodness, has it been an interesting season leading up to it? Lots of ups and downs. I know Dan and I have talked about it quite a bit. I know Wout's been, he's been chatting quite a bit about this on yeah. Twitter. So I figure we'll get right into it. There's no need to kind of wait. First of all, I want to ask if you guys thumbs up or thumbs down on the finale. Let's start with you, Dan. Thumbs up or thumbs down?
Sorry, guys. I'm going thumbs down on this one. I was really feeling let down, and I thought a lot of the emotional impact, the story behind it, it really fell flat to me.
Mm. Okay. Wow. You?
I would be hesitant. Thumbs up if it wasn't for the last 5 minutes.
I think that's probably the case with Fiamma. Hesitant thumbs up. Dan, I'll be muting you on and off just because we're getting a little bit of feedback. So don't be afraid if you start to get muted for a second there. But I'm the same way. Hesitant thumbs up if it wasn't for those last few minutes. I think the big issue for me was the same thing. There was a lot of great buildup, and then those last 5 minutes were such a letdown. So, I'm like ticking up this way a little bit. Sorry for my extremely shiny forehead. Ticking up this way a little bit, and then kind of went down this way. Yeah. So, because I don't know how much longer or how long Dan has. Dan, I want to get your sort of summary or feel for see if I can figure out how to unmute you here. There we go. Can I unmute you? You might have to unmute yourself. Your sort of thoughts on this finale as a whole. Okay, can you unmute yourself? Or am I having to unmute you here, presenter? Let's see how I can do this. Well, while we're working on that, Dan, why don't you go? Oh, there's Dan. Okay, go ahead, Dan. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
Yeah. I've read all the books up until, this point. Right, the end of the war with saviors, and
so I will say for our viewers, sorry to cut you off. I've read the complete run so far of Walking Dead. Dan has caught up to this war with the saviors. Wout has run zero, read zero.
Yeah, I saw a lot of this coming. Right, I mean, we knew where it was going to go in terms of Rick saving Negan and kind of what the next steps were in terms of building a civilization across all these different communities. As you mentioned, the last 5 minutes were a weird kind of spin. And as I mentioned, I thought a lot of things kind of fell flat to me. Maggie's rage when Rick decided to spare Negan, I thought didn't work very well for me. And in the end, it was kind of a letdown of a finale, considering the fact that the first, three, four episodes of the season were just rock solid, really good, impactful, powerful stories, and then this ending just kind of, it really didn't do it for me. I was pretty disappointed.
Wow, what about you? What were your thoughts on just how the whole thing unfolded?
Well, I had a bit of a sour experience because when 8B started, I saw a post on the internet about
that's your problem right there.
That's my problem. Yeah, about people seeing the scene when it was recorded that all the guns backfired. So that was the rumor that was how the season was going to end. So I was waiting for that moment to happen. You know, when you have a spoiler, but you're not really sure if it is an actual spoiler. And then it went down like that. And I was like, oh, there it is.
And that was a big rumor that was floating around without seeing it. Yeah. I hadn't seen it, but I heard the rumor. So
yeah, so that kind of took this thing out of it. But, you know, looking back, you kind of saw that coming with the whole bullet manufacturing storyline there. But overall, I'm just so done with the Negan storyline that I was just happy that it ended in general. Like, I could not do another back and forth shootout anymore, and I think that's hopefully what they're going to move past. But for me, it would have been a perfect end of show episode, not just end of season, end of show, if it wasn't for those last 5 minutes. So overall, it was decent. Like the two before that were really dragging on, so overall I wasn't too disappointed, but because I don't have that comparison to the comics, it was kind of cool. I just wish he would have like just killed Negan.
You know, I'm in that same boat. When I saw him slash the neck of Negan, I thought, wow, this is different. So in the comic book, Negan lives, and I thought, this is they're doing something completely different. I'm kind of all aboard. I mean, Carl up to this point was alive in the comics. You know, they haven't, and I'm not making any spoilers or anything. But so I thought, wow, they've made some big changes this season. I'm really interested. I slice the throat and he turns around. No, dude's still alive. A really accurate shot to the, slice to the neck there. And then I was telling Dan the other day that I thought it would have been fantastic if Negan, maybe, he's still alive, but maybe he went mute. Maybe he lost his voice and he couldn't speak. He couldn't say those things that he was so known for, and he had to live through actions. But maybe he has to whisper. But I don't know. I don't know where they're going with this. And I think there's so many, and Dan, you and I were talking about this, so many missed opportunities, not just this full episode, but the whole season. I kind of personally felt like the Negan-Rick battle from a couple, two, three episodes back was awesome when they were in that building and just back and forth. And I thought, this is the finale right here. This is how it should have ended. They're back and forth, and then Negan somehow gets away, and Jadis rescues him, and it's just such a weird few episodes that they sort of strung together.
Don't remind me of that storyline. That was just
the Junkers. Just, oh yeah, goodness. Wasted. Yeah. Dan, what were you thinking? When you and I talked about that Negan-Rick battle and how this latest one unfolded and how Negan, I keep calling him Nick because it's Negan and Rick together, the new power couple, just kind of felt like that battle from a few episodes back was wasted, right?
It was. It was the perfect opportunity for the two of them to not just kind of get into the fisticuffs and the violence that we're all kind of looking forward to between the two of them, but it was an opportunity for the two of them to talk more about Carl and just about the whole situation, right? Negan loved to push the I'm trying to save you, I'm saving you and your people, and he clung to that till the very end, and unfortunately that was kind of where his character started to fall flat. He just kind of became this one-dimensional monster at the end, and I get what they were trying to do, right? They're trying to show how, Rick and Negan have flipped. Because earlier on, Rick is very much kill each and every savior that it takes to get rid of Negan. And, by the time that we hit the season finale, it was all about Negan wanting to kill everyone he's been trying to save in every community, and thus destroying the entire infrastructure of what he built. It didn't make any sense to me. And the whole, Negan's fight with Simon, where he comes to that realization where there is no turning back. All I can do at this point is to kill everyone. It just didn't make a whole lot of sense. Maybe it's just me, but it didn't make a whole lot of sense.
No, I don't think it made any sense at all. But this whole storyline, and I think what this show suffers from the most is the weird timelines, because we've been watching this for like 6 months now with the break, and the time since like season six has been like 3 or 4 months. So we've been dragging along this storyline while in universe it's only been a couple of weeks. So it's like, oh, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And then, like, but for them, it's like a couple of weeks that all this shit happens, right? Mm-hmm. And the waiting every week for like 5 minutes of story progress, that is really killing this show. Like, this would be perfect on Netflix, where you can just watch 8 episodes in a row. So it's just the pacing that's the biggest problem, I think.
It's what happened to Lost. Lost was kind of in that same boat, right? They had, first season was fantastic, everything was planned out well, and then the pacing from like seasons 2 through 5 was just god awful. With exactly long breaks, and you can't, things don't quite match up. And I agree with you. I think that killed a lot of the potential storylines here. And we kept adding characters that didn't have any. Jadis is worthless. I actually thought she could have been a cool, compelling character, but I know we've argued about this, all three of us, at different points. How do you just reset humanity in the span of like a year and a half where. Yeah. People are totally willing to give up any source of social connection with each other to become these mute Yoda speaking, garbage folk, junkers. Yeah. You don't do that even with zombies.
Yeah, but that's the thing, right? They try to make it look that they're actually like that, and then the whole facade falls apart like 3-4 episodes ago, where all of a sudden you see, okay, it's just a setup to make them look weird. And then you introduce the helicopter, and her thing is all clean, so it looks like maybe she's like a secret government person planned there to see how civilizations work, and then nothing. Mm-mm. And then she has the whole Negan storyline where she, well, don't get me started on, oh, I'm strapped to a chair, and now I have a gun and a flare and your pictures. Like, let's forget about that episode. But all of a sudden, she was interesting for like a whole episode. I was like, okay, show me more this Jadis, because this is going somewhere. And then, nope, she's just the lady at the junkyard again. I was like, oh, come on, man.
She lives in an IKEA flat in this junkyard. Yeah, totally wasted. Dan, you're saying something?
Yeah, I was going to go back to the timeline. You know, you mentioned a good point. This all happens in a very short amount of time, but I am very curious as to how long Aaron was lost in the woods. Where he looks like he's, you know, he's starving to death, or he's severely dehydrated because he's been walking along the woods for days. I don't know. That's a really good point, and it's something that really hit hard this season in particular.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, even the wasted opportunity with the Oceanside folks, right? They showed up, disappeared, showed up, disappeared all throughout the season, weren't a part of this community essentially, and then make their, you know, their appearance.
Yeah. And you get a one throwaway line in the previous episode that Simon killed all their kids and husbands or whatever. Mm-hmm. And that's why he was the bad guy. But yeah, no, it's and I still like the show. I still want to watch it every weekend, but every time, like, it's a good episode, and then to put one thing in that just ruins everything, every episode. I'm like, I don't know how they manage to do that.
It's like when you remember when Facebook, like about 2-3 years ago, just weekly, it seemed like they would change the layout of Facebook, and like you'd have 2 days of Facebook posts, people saying, why did they change it again? I was just getting used to it. That's The Walking Dead. The Walking Dead is Facebook 2011. Yeah.
The Walking Dead has done things so well in the past. And I always go back to, you know, Sophie in the barn look at the flower. We're always waiting for that next big emotional punch, and it just hasn't happened, at least not to that extent or to that effectiveness in, you know, at least 3 seasons, I'd say. I guess it kind of spoiled it because I knew what was coming in terms of Glenn, and I kind of called Abraham, you know, at the end of the previous season because his character arc really didn't have anywhere else to go. Mm-hmm. But I think again we've been treated to these great emotional highs, and we haven't had anything like it for a while.
My favorite part of all of the show was I think it was the beginning of season 5 when they just make it to Alexandria and they have to deal with like nothing for a while, and you can just see in what shape they are like after being on the road. Like that, I found was interesting television. Mm-hmm. And then they introduced the stupid two wolves dude that all of a sudden are like 100 dudes. Like, what? Like,
another I still don't know what those were.
But overall, I'm very, very curious to see what's going to happen next. Like, I've said this before, I really hope season 9 is the last season. Because I don't know what you can do with this group of people anymore at this point. Mm-hmm. Like, they need to have an end game. If they don't have an end game and it's going to die because of ratings, like a death through ratings, it's going to be a waste. Like, just end it. Like, you have everything in place now. You have the lady with the key book there. That's what I would have loved to see. Like, this episode, and except for a weird Maggie twist at the end, show them with the book building stuff, and then fade to black, end of The Walking Dead, and now here's Fear the Walking Dead to mm-hmm. get your zombie fix right on. But we'll see.
Yeah, I kind of want to touch on that total ending there with Maggie and and characterizations and missed opportunities. So we talked about timing. We don't know if Maggie's still pregnant or not because she hasn't been showing, and it has only been like 2 weeks. So who knows? But it's been 2 weeks for the last 6 months. So we don't know what's been happening. And really, when you think about it, Glenn's only been gone for like, what, 3 months? He's been dead. Yeah. So maybe she wouldn't be showing because of that. But I think this, the idea that you can get emotionally attached to some of these characters and how we haven't had those emotional highs, you know, like you said, Dan, those gut punches, even Carl kind of getting killed midway through the season didn't really strike me. I just kind of figured, okay, that's a bummer. He was a cool character. Sad to see one of the kids go, but Carl really wasn't doing anything at all. He was just kind of it used to be Carl getting the house. And I was like, Carl, stay at the hilltop. Stay behind the gates. So I thought that was a waste opportunity. And I really was hoping that the letter at the end of the season, that Michonne somehow read for no reason instead of Rick or somebody else. I thought that could have been some really interesting way to tie these groups all together. Because Carl, actually, that letter, there were some really interesting points that Carl was making about how, you know, you've killed my friends, you've killed, but now it's time to kind of put those differences aside and learn to make this world work. And I hope my dad forgives you, things like that. And it was wasted. And instead, now you have Maggie coming out of nowhere, who is still filled with rage, who up until this point was the, I don't want to say like this wholesome Southern belle, but she was definitely, strong willed, but not, she would never jump to emotions as like the leader of her actions, right? She always thought her things through. She planned ahead. And those last 5 minutes of her characterization, Daryl, who they just resurrected Daryl because he hadn't been doing anything. And then Jesus, I mean, you've ruined Jesus. He was like 10 minutes prior to that, he was stopping Morgan from killing everybody with, you know, this is the walker end and this is the living end.
Yeah.
But you know what? Let's just take care of Rick now anyways.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure if that's what they're going for. And I saw a comment online that they should have put Enid there instead of Jesus because she's been kind of working with Maggie and kind of on the same page with her for quite some time now. Like, I still don't know what Jesus was doing there. But maybe he's there to be the voice of reason in the next episode. I think this whole thing is going to be resolved in one or two episodes. I think we're going to do the time jump and they're going to try something. They're going to let him out because everybody's a dumb idiot in the show when they need to be. I think it's more of a tease than an actual setup storyline at this point.
How do you feel, Dan?
You made a good point about the time jump, right? Within the comics, there's, I don't know how much time is supposed to pass between the end of, you know, the war with the saviors till what comes next. But here, you know, they kind of can't do that unless they attempt to age all the characters by a few months or, you know, a few years. And I think that, you know, they might be looking to find a way to fill in that time, right, with some internal strife. I don't think it'll be an all-out civil war. I don't think we'll see guns or anything like that used. The other thing I wanted to bring up, you mentioned with Carl's death, we had 3 months, 2-3 months, plus the football playoffs, the Super Bowl, all this stuff to keep us occupied in between. I mean, by the time we got to, the second half of the season premiere, it was – we were over it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 They were banking on a lot more bang for on that death, I think. But you know, it's Carl. he could have done something cool, but like they didn't know what to do with that character anymore.
He aged. They did a quick shot of Rick walking with Carl and giving him the hat, you know, kind of the early stuff from the big, you know, the very first season type of thing. And then you see Carl, who's, I mean, he's a late teenager, probably 21 years old by now. I mean, human body wise, he's like in his early 20s at this point. They can't fake him being a 14-year-old kid. And so part of me starts to wonder if they sort of had to, I don't want to say had to get rid of him, but because he had aged so quickly that it was difficult to start to, you know, because it was sort of breaking that fourth wall in a weird way by having Carl age from like an 11-year-old kid to a, you know, 19-year-old kid. And meanwhile, his kid sister is still only like a year and a half old somehow. So, those, the time things, I'm hopeful that gets resolved. I'm kind of with you guys that maybe this, we're going to start to kind of see some things get filled in, but I am also leaning towards, I do kind of hope this is the final season of Walking Dead proper, I guess, only because I haven't outside, like Fear of the Walking Dead hasn't done anything for me. Dan, I know you haven't watched it. I've watched that first season. I love that first season to seeing everything kind of unfold, but
really, I hated the first season.
Did you? I love the idea of watching the zombie stuff, like, or the walker stuff.
Yeah, I just hate the characters.
Cool. Oh yeah, no, I hate the characters too. No, I'm with you there. I don't like the characters. I like the premise, Dan and I were even saying the other day, I'd love to see the outbreak in like China or Australia or Africa or somewhere, you know, somewhere different than what we're seeing. London, how cool would that be to see? Or in like a frozen area, you know, someplace frozen like where you're at. Obviously, I love it. I don't know how much more they can keep this up. And what I mean by that is they're advanced in that they have weapons, they can make bullets, they can just, they're, you know, everybody's gun happy in The Walking Dead. Whatever your stances on guns and anything are, it's like everybody's just hunting walkers right now, and everybody straps, you know, just because they can. And meanwhile, I'm sure, you know, they've probably wiped out like a good 30% of the walker population in the U.S. by now with all their weapons and stuff. But there is, it's at the point now where it just feels very samey. Like, oh, okay, let's just everyone get out their guns and just start firing away. And they're all trapped in the middle of a horde, so it's time for them to clear it out and make their way up a fence somehow. And oh, there's that scene again. There it is again. It feels like it needs something new or fresh to help it make it through.
Yeah. And I don't think the upcoming story from the comics is going to translate well to TV, to be honest. I think that's too much in a TV show, but I don't know. Maybe Dan has something, because he actually read the things. I did not. Mm-hmm. But it sounds weird to me. When I read it, it sounds a little weird.
Yeah, we won't get into it because we don't know how many people have actually read listening. But I don't know. I don't know where they're going to go. It seems like they're pivoting towards this Maggie stuff, which I'm not personally sold on yet, because I think I've even mentioned, like a few of us have mentioned in the past, how it'd almost be great to see Rick kind of be done. You know, I wouldn't have mind if they killed him off and pivoted the show towards Maggie and her struggles, and you know how she's this, you know, strong female in this was a completely male dominated world that she's living in right now, with from the governor to Negan to whoever. I keep forgetting the guy's name from that used to run the Hilltop, or Gregory, who's just this complete wuss. You know, it's just super male dominated society now. And she is just fantastic, strong willed.
Yeah.
She has seen so much hardship. She went from, you know, and Dan, you and I are talking about this. She went from this like essentially mansion on a farm, untouched by walkers, you know, several months into the zombie apocalypse. They could have kept going, lived her entire life being this completely innocent girl, the Southern Belle, I guess I mentioned. But she's gone from that, from innocence, getting the innocence ripped away from her. Everybody in her family has been killed. And we've seen it happen on the show. Everybody in her family's been killed, to the point where she's at now. And she's just, it's a complete missed opportunity. And they've accelerated her past being a strong-willed person who's seen potentially more than Rick has seen, to what's going on now. So it's a very weird characterization. I hope they somehow double back and fix it before it goes too far, I guess, because I don't think she's going to be compelling enough, or the story will be compelling enough.
Well, one thing they could potentially do is, you know, shortly after the war with the Saviors, Negan's character arc really is just beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, not to give away too much, and it's not really going to matter much with the show anymore, but the next, one of the major arcs within the next story are Negan and Rick kind of battling each other for Carl. Mm-hmm. Right. And I like to kind of put it, it's the two of them kind of fighting for Carl's soul, right? Who's going to have the most influence on the man that he grows up to be. Well, that opportunity is gone, right? Now that Carl's gone, but is there a potential opportunity for him to try to influence Maggie? Now, chances are the option is absolutely not with the way that she reacts to him. But there's still ways for this storyline to kind of play out, whether it be with Enid. You and I have talked about that. Judith is still too young, but if in the event we get to that time jump and everyone grows up a little bit, there's still some room maybe for something along those lines. In terms of what to do with Negan now that you don't have that, that potential conflict coming up, I don't know. I don't know what they do with him now. And then, you know, throwing in Dwight just for a quick minute. You know, Dwight is supposed to go back to Sanctuary and kind of serve as their de facto leader. According to the show, Daryl just lets him go, and he goes off on his own, and he finds a note in a house, and who knows if we'll ever even see him again.
Yeah. Another great character, another potentially wasted opportunity there.
Right, yeah. Yeah, the Walking Dead, oh dear Lord.
we are the Walking Dead.
I you know what I always hate when you have like the big bad and they escalate throughout the show. Like I don't know if another big bad is gonna keep the show interesting. But what bothered me is like in the previous episode, Rick like straight up murders a bunch of dudes, like innocent people. Like it was a bad look, and they kind of gave one throwaway line about how far he's gone. And then they save the big bad. And that just bothers me. Because I think the only reason why Negan is still around is because the writer from the comics loves the character. And a lot of people reacted to him very well. Because he's like this big power fantasy, right? Because he has all the wives and he's the leader and everybody's scared of him. So that's why he's around. Like, that dude should have been just dead. End of story. But they keep bringing him in because, you know, he pulls the readers. But for him to be alive just does not make any sense. If you look at everything that happened in the show, like I know why, but it's like, come on.
Totally agree. Yeah. Well, we'll finish off the this episode here. We've been speaking for actually about a half hour now, so we've got some good comments. Let's do kind of a final thoughts on the episode. I'll throw mine in real quick. I think I've kind of said my piece at this point, but I'd love to see sort of a complete shift in what The Walking Dead is, where, you know, what they do going forward. I like the time shift in the books got us to a certain point. I'd almost like to see something that drastic and maybe less of a reliance on how they're dealing with each other, just shoot to kill. You know, maybe there's a different way that they're starting to deal with the walkers and each other. I mean, just as a, do they flood them? Do they set them on fire? Is that the right way? I don't know. I'm just trying to think of other ways that they can handle their situation. It doesn't feel so samey. So I'm hopeful. And I'm also hopeful that they resolve this stuff with Maggie real quick. And then I also agree that they don't The show doesn't need to go on much longer than this, since they've kind of off some of their best characters. How about you, Dan? What are your final thoughts?
Yeah, you know, this particular episode and the season in general, but really the episode was full of contradictions. I think we're at a point now where it's time to start closing some character arcs, bringing some things together, showing some closure and stability. I agree with the fact that a new big bad isn't the answer to keep things fresh and interesting. And, you know, most of the time, the fear of zombies is gone. Mm-hmm. Right. They're kind of like an environmental hazard. They're like a flood. You know, you drive around them now. And I think that does a real disservice to the source material and to the genre as a whole. So, I wasn't thrilled with the end of the episode. It's the episode in general, after coming off of such a strong opening arc to the season. And then for the show in general, it's probably time to move on.
Wow.
Yeah, same for me. I think they have set up enough for one more season, like the giant herd, where they specifically mentioned it's not the same anymore. This is different than before. They've introduced some mysterious lady who has all the answers to rebuild technology. You have the mystery helicopter showing that there's some civilization nearby, but work towards an ending. Like, if it's not season 9, make it season 10. Because you're running thin on characters. Like, Rick is no longer redeemable, I think, at this point. So just work. I want this to come to a planned, well-written ending and not to a, whoops, well, I guess we're not getting renewed ending. Because that would be, after 8-9 years, pretty disappointing for a show that I've been following for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm curious. I haven't checked on their ratings over the years. I can't imagine that they keep going up. They probably started to dip.
Well, the finale had the lowest rated one since season 1, I think.
Wow.
But we get a new writer in season 9. Angela Kang is going to take over, and that might be a breath of fresh air that the show needs. But I also would like it if they don't keep themselves hostage to the source material, because they've already diverted from that so much. Like, it would be nice to see them create their own storyline at this point. Maybe some callbacks to the comics for the fans, but you can't always... Because the comics are getting weirder and weirder. Like, don't try to mimic that. Like, I think you've had your meat and potatoes from the comics, and now just do your own thing. And end it. Just end it.
Just end it. Split it off in a direction, end it, and put the bow tie on it and move on. So, all right. Well, gentlemen, thank you so much for chatting today. You can find, of course, sidequesting.com, @sidequesting. Find me @ Dolly Domofsky on Twitter. Where can we find you,
my dear? @ the #agonist on Twitter as well, and then you'll get all the leads from there.
Mm-hmm. All the good stuff. And where can we hear you?
Oh yeah, I have my own show, The Hashcast, which I also promote on Twitter. But if you want to hear me talk to cool people in Dollywood, I should have you on sometime. We'll get you on. Just the usuals. Talk about games, movies, and comic books once a week.
It's very good. Definitely check it out. Dan, can we find you anywhere, Dan, besides lurking in the shadows?
Honestly, at this point, no.
Dan's nice and low-key.
my digital footprint's fairly limited at the moment.
No worries. But we can find you finding us, because you definitely are... are as much of a gamer as we are. You're the one that probably has the most time out of of all of us that have been doing it lately. But all right, well, thank you everybody, and thank you beautiful viewers and listeners and anybody who's undead who has been watching or following us looking for our brains. We'll see you on the next side quest in this special
random battle.
Wow. Take care, everybody. We'll see you on the next one. Bye-bye.
Bye.